This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A state lawmaker on Monday withdrew a request for audit into a nearly $90 million COVID-19 testing program. CPR News reported in June that as the pandemic hit its highest levels, the state health department entered into a no-bid contract with Curative, a testing company. The state gave the tests to nursing homes and told them to use the kits on asymptomatic patients, which they were not designed for. After two chaotic months, it gave up on the tests in January. Larimer County Senator Rob Woodward, a Republican, made the audit request.
And we need to make sure that they have a process by which they will grant contracts to qualified companies, not to companies that are unqualified.
Woodward alleges testing program failures endangered the health of vulnerable populations and wasted millions in taxpayer dollars, which the Polis administration denies. He says he plans to bring the request back. Boulder County wants RTD to run more transit service there. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD has received more than $700 million from the federal government to keep transit service running. Boulder County says RTD hasn't used enough of that money in the northwest part of the metro. It's proposing a legally binding agreement that would force RTD to spend more of its resources there. Claire Levy is a Boulder County commissioner.
We're seeing people returning to work, but not having the option of using transit.
RTD is operating about 70% of its pre-pandemic service right now and is trying to hire more drivers. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.